Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome to the Pesky Report, a podcast for Red Sox fans.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of the Pesky Report. This is episode number 166, brought to you by Belly Up Sports Media. My name is Brad Chandler. I am here today joined by my good friends. I don't think I've actually done an episode with... I know I haven't done an episode with Ian. And I haven't done an episode with Hogdale in probably, as he would say, 3 weeks. But I'm joined here by Ed Han, one of our new co-hosts, Ian, and Hogdale. How are we doing tonight, gentlemen?
Immaculate.
Very happy.
Yes.
I'm also happy. I'm tired, though. I had a doubleheader for softball today. It was hot out. And, I hit it inside the park home run, and I'm still pretty wiped out from it. I'm not in good shape, guys.
Was that to center field? Was it to somebody like Jaren Duran?
No, it was to right field, but it was somebody that botched the play. But that's the thing with beer league softball. If you can go opposite field, it's a huge advantage because that person has usually never played the sport before.
Oh, that's so it is the Jaren Duran of the team. So I haven't been on in quite some time, gentlemen. It's been over a week. I feel so weird right now. But I'm fucking excited. We got to see the New York Yankees, and all the games were pretty close, and the Red Sox took the series. Fan-fucking-tastic. Fantastic, however you want to say it. I was in upstate New York for two of the games, so it's like I didn't actually get to watch any of them, those two games. But I watched today's game, and I watched replays of yesterday's game, and I was upset about yesterday's game. Fuck Benny. Or hashtag boo Benny. I believe that that's the sentiment. Brock Holt decided to make a post on Instagram, hashtag boo Benny. I don't know if you guys saw that, but what were your thoughts on that when you saw that?
Benny's a traitor. had no choice in really going to the Yankees. He got traded there. So, but traitor. How dare the son of a bitch do anything positive? For the Yankees in the presence of the Red Sox fandom. I'm offended personally that he didn't go full Jacoby Ellsbury and pull, be a complete double agent. Offends all nine of my senses.
The catch he made yesterday, it was offensive.
It definitely was offensive. What else was offensive about that was the fact that they were like, oh, he's made plays like that here before. And then they continued to show the Astros, the catch he made versus the Astros. It was like, that was not at Fenway, you dickheads.
Yeah, it's true. It was a Minute Maid. Hello.
I felt like the Fox crew had no idea what they were doing. Like, they traded Benny a couple years ago to the Royals, literally traded him in 2021.
Yeah.
Didn't know 1 year was a couple years ago. Traded him to the Royals and a couple years ago. It's like, what?
To be fair, like, ever since the pandemic, just time doesn't feel real. All the years have blended together. I can barely tell when it's been a year nowadays or two.
Yeah, man. I mean, I actually, So I got a confession to make, fellas. Uh-oh. I actually I didn't watch the game yesterday. I followed the score, but you know, I watched the new Predator movie, which was sick. Go see it if you get the chance to. But yeah, I was kind of just following it, and I was like, oh well, if you know, if they start to come back in this, then I'll turn it on. And as soon as I saw it was 2-2, I was like, I don't need the stress for this one. I don't need to be. Because I already got that I got that yesterday. I know I'm probably getting it Sunday. I don't need it. And, you know, I had a nice night, so.
Yeah. You know. I will have to say, like, being in New York, I forgot to bring, like, a Red Sox hat. I was wearing my Portland hat. And, of course, nobody up in upstate New York knows who the fuck Portland Sea Dogs are. So I'm like, shit, man, I should have brought my Red Sox gear. But yeah, I got to follow the score a little bit. And I got a little stressed out on Friday night. Just a tad. What happened to Hogdale? Of course, Hogdale's having computer issues. Fuck him.
Hogdale.
What was that?
Who else but Hogdale?
Right, go figure. I could tell he was gonna have issues. Did you see his background? Oh, here he comes, finally back.
No,
welcome back.
I literally never left. I unplugged and replugged my cam because it wasn't focusing. I don't know if you guys noticed. I looked like I was in 320p.
Yeah,
I was trying to be courteous to the few YouTube viewers of this broadcast. You know, you guys are have no fucking courtesy whatsoever.
Fuck off.
I'm trying to run a high production here, but fellas, you know.
But no, like I said, I missed the opportunity to wear a Red Sox hat. Fucked that up. Wore a Portland Sea Dogs hat, but it was whatever. Friday was a good game. Like I said, didn't get to watch Saturday night's game, but live, of course. But IKF Isaac Kiner Falefa, is that how you say his name?
Yes.
I believe the Yankees fandom, I don't know if you guys saw that. The Yankees fans, it's like we shit on their fans a lot. We really shit on the fans a lot. And it's a lot of it's like a joke and whatnot. But what they were doing to that dude, Isaiah Kiner Falefa, was absolute bullshit. Like, his dad fucking comes on to Twitter, and he's like, I'll fight every one of you motherfuckers, you know, basically. They, like, wanted this dude dead.
I mean, yeah, there was the one Yankee fan who sent, like, a thing to him that was, like, IKF shot dead in the street. I'm like, what the fuck, dude? You just don't do that. It's just, it's so weird. It's so strange.
Like, I get talking shit to like other fan, like other players, like a Yankee fan talking shit to the, to like a Red Sox player.
Yeah.
You know, like I can get that, I mean, still fucked up. Don't want to wish somebody dead, but like, bro, like you're like, I don't want Jared Duran dead. I just don't want him on my team right now. You know?
Yeah. Like, 100%. Yep. But man, like, yeah, IKF's gotten a ton of hate for them. I mean, a lot of the fans just are, you know, Yankee fans just don't really respond well to players and their team not playing well. And their whipping boy, Joey Gallo, just got traded, so they had to zero in on someone else because, you know, you got to blame someone
traded,
for the
call. He gets traded and automatically starts hitting fucking bombs.
Which is funny, which is very funny.
Imagine being in first place by that much and being that angry at one of your players. Like, it's just weird.
It's crazy. I
mean, yeah, it really is, man. It's nuts. It's crazy. And speaking of nuts, Waka literally hung his nuts out tonight and dragged them all over the Yankees. 7 strong innings. And what, he have 9 strikeouts? Holy crap, filthy, man. Yeah.
Also, he owns Aaron Judge.
Yeah. Judge and Rizzo.
Yeah, he owns Judge bad. Oh, my
God.
He's
like 0-15 against Waka Judge. Something like that.
That's hilarious.
That is hilarious. But, yeah.
Waka, let it be known.
Waka with his first start since coming back from the IL. He just literally, he just fucking teabagged every single one of the Yankees. Shut him down, dude. Seven fucking innings.
He looked dominant, like genuinely. But there was,
I think,
like,
that might, even like with his the shutout that he had earlier this year, I think that that's the best we've seen Waka look. It was like that was vintage Waka there. That was like Waka circa 2011. I mean, the fastball's not what it used to be, but it didn't matter. He was doing whatever he wanted with the ball. Yeah.
Changeup's filth.
He was fucking destroying them with the changeup. They had, what, two or three hits on the changeup? And I believe I heard Perez, he was saying, God, and I hate the fucking ESPN. It's just, they're terrible.
This is why you switch to the EEI audio channel on the MLB TV. which is what I did. Fuck the ESPN fucking broadcast, bro.
I literally should have put the ESPN broadcast on mute and listened to EEI. Well, holy hell, are they Yankee boomers?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, and plus Sean McDonough was on tonight, so it was like a double treat. I got McDonough and I got Castig. It was fantastic.
Yeah. Here in Mexico, I got to watch it in the ESPN in Spanish, and it wasn't so bad. So
I could definitely imagine it being better in Spanish. I mean, you don't get David Cohn. You don't get who was the other loser? Not Perez, because I don't hate Perez
as much as
I don't hate him. I don't actually hate David Cohn either.
I don't hate any of them. It's just, you know, it's all these Yankee guys are together.
Like, it's like you watch ESPN, you get Yankee fucking fandom. You watch ESPN Plus, you have fucking A-Rod and Michael Kay. And then you have Derek Jeter. It's like, fuck you.
I think you came on there at one point. Or at least he was supposed to. I don't know if the game went late enough for him to actually do it. Honestly. But I guess Uke was technically an ex-Yankee.
Yeah, he was. And they had Roger Clemens. And let's talk about that shit. Fucking Cohn basically calling Roger Clemens fat. Like, what are you doing, dude? Like, don't be an asshole. Like, oh, Roger Clemens looks like he eats well.
Wow.
What?
Oh, no.
That's hilarious. Oh, my God. That's so mean.
It really was. It was. I mean, he does. He does look like he eats well. But, I mean, like, the guy's 60.
That's still wild to me that he's 60, because he's, like, still, like, throws batting practice and stuff like that. If I'm 60, dude, I can do that.
He was showing them how to, like, I didn't watch it. They were showing it on ESPN. They were showing him, like, throwing the ball or whatever. But it's like, fuck you, David Cohn. Fuck you right in the asshole.
Man. Gotta say, like, after this series, dare I say, the Red Sox, like, actually have looked like a serious baseball team. Like, they're no longer unserious. They've graduated from unserious back to serious.
Can we finally fucking say it?
Yeah.
I don't think we can say it until they're above 500.
Yeah.
I was joking, obviously.
Man, like, by the way, I'm feeling very optimistic, but hilarious stat. After Waka went six innings today, he was the second pitcher in the last 44 games for the Red Sox to throw six or more innings.
It's nice having a real MLB starter back.
It's so nice.
Yeah.
They're getting healthy. They're starting to look like they actually care, except for Xander, but we can get to that later.
Yeah.
Let's start talking about that, because, like, I want to talk about Devers, Bogey, and JD. I mean, I wanted to talk about Devers and how bad he's been lately, but then he fucking decides to, like, show up and fucking, like, piss all over the Yankees with his defense and his fucking offense. God damn it. But Bogey's just, like, you saw the ESPN broadcast. They were talking to, you know, Eduardo Perez was talking to Devers, and he asked Devers, like, to explain in one word of each one of the players that he mentioned, and he had mentioned Bogey, and every one of us has praised, like, Bogey, saying that he is captain of the team, he is the unofficial captain of this team, and whatnot. But as of late, he is just like, he's not doing shit. He's putting his head down. I don't know. What are your guys' feelings on how Bogey has been acting as of late?
He's very clearly frustrated. He does seem like, and again, like we can only see what we're seeing televised. You know, he seemed a little mopey of late, I think, since Vasquez got traded, which is frustrating because you got to imagine that he gets praised for his leadership so much that he'd be able to just keep playing and not be distracted by that. I think it's kind of a convenient excuse with the, you know, the money issues and everything like that this year, and like the financial stuff, but he just seems really distracted and frustrated. That's not what you want out of your leader.
Yeah, a lot of off-field issues seem to be affecting him.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I don't think he's bringing the team together right now.
Man, I gotta say, some fans have started like to rinse him lately. I really don't think Bogey's been getting enough criticism lately. Like, I'm sorry, you don't come out at the trade deadline, openly question the GM, and then immediately hit like dog shit, and then the two guys the GM brought in like are hitting four times better than you, and then
all three of them are hitting better than him.
Yep, all of them, and it's really rough because. Something that our good friend Ryan Brady fucking crushed Trevor Story for earlier in the season when he didn't speak to the media. And a lot of people crushed Story for not speaking to the media. And, like, he's a new guy who just got here who didn't speak to the media. And at least he went and hit the cages. Bogey, established leader on this team, one of the big voices in the locker room. Like, that's a guy I do have issue not speaking to the media with because, like, you're the guy. You're the guy who's supposed to fall on the sword and go in front of the media. That's your job as the, you know, the quote unquote captain of this team.
Yeah, I saw something about that. Like, what the fuck, man? Like, I don't remember Bogey like not talking. Like, no matter how bad the team has been, I don't remember him not talking to the media. It's just odd. Like, what are we doing? Like, you can't expect the fan base to praise you and then, like, you know, we're calling you the captain of the team and whatnot, and then you go ahead and do something like that. Like, you're the we call you the captain because you've done stuff like that. You, when the team is down, when they're out and whatever, you know, nobody else wants to talk to the media. You're the guy that, you know, will talk to the media. I don't think I would ever see Jason Veritek do something like that.
No, and, like, that's the thing with Bogey. He was always Mr. Rocksteady. Like, when no one wanted to talk to the media, he would talk to the media. When everyone else is slumping, he wasn't. Because, like, before in the previous years, Bogey almost never slumped. He's just always been Mr. Consistent. And it's so disappointing this year. And maybe the contract situation is getting to him. But, man, the best players, like, they play their best when it's a contract year. And I think he's moping a bit because he realizes he's not going to get the money that he thought he was going to get before the start of the season. And that can lead into a wider conversation about how Scott Boras is a war criminal and needs to be held accountable for the crimes that he's committed.
Crimes against humanity of Scott Boras.
Well, what's Bogey's fucking slashing right now?
He's still above an 800 OPS. He's a good player still. Just the power.
His infield hit rate is ridiculous. Like, anything close, he's been beating out on those. But the power's just been – the home run power's been kind of great.
He's also overperforming his batting average by, like, 60 points. And the batted ball data just isn't great.
Do you think his wrists are hurt?
Could be. Remember, there was that collision earlier this year. And it seems like – I don't know. It's been since that his power's been kind of sapped. It hasn't really come back. at all, other than the occasional double.
He's got 9 home runs. That's it.
Yeah, him and JD this year, like the complete lack of power has been really, really damaging to this Red Sox offense.
Yeah, JD's been pretty dog shit as of late, too.
Well, it's been home run power is the thing. I mean, it wasn't JD's on a pace for like over 40 doubles. Like, I can't complain about that, but they're not guys that you expect to be hitting a shitload of doubles and no home and virtually no home runs. They're both
true, but even with that, with JD, his OPS just fell below like 800 like a week or two ago. Like, he's in the 700, like high 700s now. It's just from your DH right and now. From JD especially, it just ain't good enough. Especially when this team is built on its hitting. And like I've said this for, you know, years now, like if you don't have Bogarts, JD and Raffy operating at, you know, peak output, you're really kind of fucked in the long run.
JD and Xander both together have 18 home runs.
Oh, it's just not good enough. It's just not. Cause like they're the core of this team. And I can't wait till we get Story back. I mean, just the injection of a bit more power.
Well, but then we get Arroyo out of the lineup then, and he's been
that's a bummer too. Oh, yeah, Arroyo's been really good. He's
like 2 months ago. Could you imagine us being like, man, really want Arroyo in this lineup?
Yeah, because he was playing his way out of town, but like it's like he always does this though. Like where it just seems like he's done, and then immediately just goes on a super tear, and it's like, yeah, we can't get rid of this guy. He's a really useful player. Like, yeah.
Whatever it is, I mean, like, you can't put him in the outfield. That's basically can't do that. Absolutely not.
Not an option. Not a fucking option. But yeah, man. I mean, I'm just really disappointed in Bogey right now, and I love him. He's the longest tenure Red Sox. The dude's, you know, won here multiple times over. Super well respected. I just hope he pulls it together. Like, come on, man. Like, you're better than this. You know you're better than this. We all know you're better than this. Just be yourself.
Wow, I didn't realize that JD's batting average was so low. And imagine saying 278 is so low.
Yeah, just by his standards. Yeah.
And well, he was hitting like 320 for a while there. You know, he was the reason he made the All-Star team.
Right.
You know what's kind of exciting news, though? Speaking of guys getting healthy, Rob Refsnyder and Kike Hernandez both have been rehabbing. Refsnyder had 2 home runs today in Portland, and Hernandez is expected to join the team again in Pittsburgh on Tuesday.
What about Refsnyder? Anything on him? Like when he's going to be back?
I don't know when he's going to be joining, but... the 2 home runs, and he's been drawing walks. You know, he's looking good.
It's because, from my understanding, Kike comes back, that sends...
Is my computer freezing like crazy right now?
Nope. Yeah. Not for me. I've heard that...
Yeah, I would have to think so.
Kike comes back, Yomer Sanchez goes down, but, who goes down when Refsnyder comes back? Duran?
Jalen Davis.
Which is bummer because he's played well too, from what we've seen of him. He hasn't been half bad.
Oh yeah, he's a perfectly serviceable fourth outfielder, but you know, like you have better options with. I mean, Refsnyder's earned his roster place, you know,
100%.
Yeah,
100%.
But we're just going to keep Duran up, huh?
Probably, but he's not going to play as much. You know, he's not gonna be starting every day.
PK will ideally slot back into that everyday center fielder role. I mean,
it's just weird because we got Fahman left, we'll have Kike in center, and then we'll have Verdugo on right. So what are we gonna do? Are we gonna platoon Verdugo and Jaron Duran or Verdugo and Refsnyder? So now we have 5 outfielders.
I would think that Hernandez. Kike's not going to be playing every game. You know, he's still hurt somewhat. So I think they'll have to rest him, but he'll get his reps in.
Duran's not hitting for shit. He misplayed a ball the other night too, didn't he? The one that hit to center field.
He misplays a ball every other night.
Like he ran it. He like ran into the center field wall and it like hit. It was like almost a home run. It's like, why didn't you just back up? You know, like any center fielder, like real center fielder, would have been able to you know, maybe shouldn't be trying to like slam up against the wall for a ball that's like 30 feet up in the air that I'm not going to be able to fucking catch.
Yeah, Duran's just he's a travesty out in the outfield. It's just it's not fun to watch, and I'll be very happy to see him not in that position as much going forward. I mean, the Sox right now, like, they're getting healthy at the right time, and it's leaving me optimistic about, you know, potentially, you know, securing that wild card spot. And it's nice to feel optimism because I felt pretty meh and shitty about the Sox for about the past month.
I mean, I guess it's nice to be optimistic. I'm still not. I don't know. What's his name? Strom is getting healthy. He threw a bullpen. So there's that.
Paxton's expected to start this year.
I'm sorry?
Paxton's expected to be starting a rehab assignment soon. Yeah.
Well, he's been throwing simulated games and whatnot, so that's nice to hear. I can't wait to see him. Love Rich Hill and what he said before this series. He said that he would go into the pen and whatnot. Obviously, we didn't need him. Glad that Darwinson's off the team right now with his 21.8 ERA.
Jesus Christ.
Just unplayable, and it's a bummer. I just wanted to figure it out so bad. The dude has such electric stuff when he can actually figure out where the goddamn strike zone is.
He's Diekman. He's literally Diekman.
Yeah, literally Diekman.
Yeah, but we're not paying him as much, so that's at least
no,
a good thing.
No, it definitely is, but he's – you get rid of one guy who doesn't know where the fucking ball is going, and then you have another guy who comes up, and he doesn't know where the fucking ball is going. What do you really expect, you know? Whatever. Paxton, I want back. Or not back, but can't wait to see him, you know, on the team. That's going to be pretty electric shit, I think.
Electric shit. The best electric kind.
Shit. Yeah.
Do you have any thoughts on the Yankees' recent slump since the All-Star break?
I think it's the curse of Joey Gallo.
Yeah, I think we can confirm it at this point. And I live for it. I thrive on Yankee fans being negative. Their negativity brings me positivity. So really, it's just a beautiful cycle. And I'm in a baseball chat with quite a bit of Yankee fans, and their sadness has been quite fun to feast upon. They just looked really mediocre, just blah, since the All-Star break. Just straight downright bad the last week or two. And we love it. Judge is the only guy who's carrying him right now, and everyone else is a bunch of fucking bums. Ed'll be back.
Yeah.
And even with Judge hitting well, he has been kind of quiet when it mattered.
He had one home run on Friday night against Eovaldi, who threw, I think it was a 93 mile per hour fastball up and in.
Yeah.
That was it. Basically, he didn't do nothing much, and in Friday his home run didn't even matter. So,
nope. I mean, I'm reading here. I don't know when this article was written. It was written on the 11th, and they were 22-25 in their last 47 games, and 1-7 in their last 8 as of the 11th.
That was 3 days ago.
Yeah. So now they're 2-9.
And they got bailed out by IKF in one game. He really put the whole team on his back.
That bunt that he put on pissed me off. It's not what he did that pissed me off. It's the fact that we weren't ready for that bunt.
How are you not ready for that bunt? Fucking IKF stinks. Like, you think he's fucking swinging then, guns a-blazing? Are you serious?
And then I don't know if it was Cora that called for the double steal, but that steal when Aroldis Chapman was fucking throwing, like, shit in the dirt? It's like, come on. We literally gave that shit away.
There's been some weird communications between that and remember the Reese McGuire bunt with a guy on third?
I didn't think he
was going to be bunting.
I think it was Arroyo, I believe, was on third. And I believe he did it on his own.
Yeah, I read somewhere that it was his decision. And nobody else knew he was going to bunt.
I don't care what anybody says. It wasn't that great of a bunt. That was a pop-up bunt.
It was terrible. It's a miracle he didn't
get lucky.
I have to say, though, I like the jerk-off dude.
Oh, McGuire's great.
Yeah,
I genuinely like him. Great arm. It's really nice seeing, and that this isn't a knock on Vasquez. This is a knock on Plawecki. But yeah. It's really nice seeing him. Team. Yeah, like
Plawecki's throwing out people too, dude.
No, not today.
Back to that Royal series when they stole like six bases off of him in like three innings or something stupid like that.
The Red Sox fans' minds judgment. We saw Plawecki throw out one guy and we're like, he's throwing dudes out now. Let's go.
I think he's got like four of them this year.
Which
for the whole year. Good for him.
I mean, for noodle arm Plawecki, dude.
Dude, why is he on the team?
Connor Wong's homered the last two games. Just bring him up. Just bring up Connor Wong.
I mean, part of the discussion around the Vasquez trade is like, oh yeah, this is exciting. We could see now we could really see what we have in Connor Wong.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick, so I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
This will be fun. Well, apparently not. We're just going to fucking see more Kevin Plawecki. No, this guy is actually useless this year.
Bro, I'm looking up on Baseball Reference. They actually have him for standard pitching.
For Plawecki?
Yeah, he's pitched in seven games.
Good for him.
Three of them for the Red Sox.
As a knuckleballer?
I don't know, but I know Chris Cotillo ended up doing like a giveaway one time. Like the Red Sox were getting blown out, and he was like, "Who's going to be the first position player?" And I was like, "Plawecki," and I was the first person to say it. And I got, I don't know where it is. It's a he gave me a Steve Pierce bobblehead.
Ooh. Oh yeah, nice.
It was a Steve Pierce. I want to say it was an MVP World Series MVP bobblehead. It was pretty cool. It was. And that's how I started talking to Cotillo. Or Cotillo, as everybody likes to say, who writes for the Mexican Times.
The Armadillo. Love that man.
So
you know who has gotten a lot of hate but looked really good today? Ryan Brasher.
He's low-key been really good for a bit now.
He was hitting 97 on his fastball. Where the hell did that come from?
But he's been really bad with men on base. I think when the bases are empty, he looks good. But I don't know, maybe there's something wrong when he pitches from the stretch.
Doesn't he pitch from the stretch the entire time, though?
Does he?
Yeah, I don't think he's...
Maybe.
I don't remember.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's one of those relief pitchers that actually pitch from the stretch. But another person, I watched like the replays of it, but Sal Moore was hitting 97, 98 last night.
Yeah.
Like, what the? Like, I don't remember him throwing that hard or fast.
Oh, I remember him doing that last year a little bit, but the control wasn't there.
He's hitting 94 on a splitter, too, which is wacky.
I mean, can we all agree right now Sal Moore is the third best option they have in the pen? It's obviously Whitlock and Schreiber ahead of him, but. I take Salamura as the number three guy right now, which doesn't say much about the bullpen, but
because you got Houck out, you got Strom out,
yeah,
and then like you have Brazier and then Barnes, and then you had
ever since Salamura really got his lion's mane thickening, like he's just really turned it on, like
maybe he's like fantastic.
I just love how he like throws the ball and he just like leaves his hand like. He'll like throw it and he's like,
yeah. I also think it's really beneficial to him that pitchers are cheating again and no one gives a shit because thank God, which is nice. I don't know if all you guys have noticed this, but all the pitchers are cheating again. It's very funny. It was gone for approximately half a year.
I didn't notice.
No, you didn't notice? Yeah.
No, I haven't noticed. Did you just have a seizure? Are you okay?
Yes. No, that's my impression of every major league pitcher between the pitch. They're just like, man, and it's nice. But what's been cool is the stuff they've been cheating with is the stuff that doesn't increase the spin rate. It's just like the, the rosin sunscreen kind of mix, just the stuff that helps grip, which is nice. Good. Thanks, guys, for not fucking being assholes.
Yeah, that's better. There was going to be a lot of hurt hitters if they continued like this.
Oh yeah, I mean Trevor Story and yeah, no, it wasn't.
Julio.
It wasn't good. It wasn't good.
Man,
did you watch the Almost Perfect Game by
Rasmussen?
Rasmussen.
I didn't watch it. I did. I did get notifications on it. He brought it into the ninth inning, I think.
Yep.
How many batters into the ninth? Was it two bat? Did he have two outs? Tell me, he had two.
I think it was just one out. I think he got one.
The first pitch of the ninth inning.
Oh, is that okay? So it was only. He didn't even get through the first guy there. For some reason, I thought he had gotten one guy there. But, you know, that made me feel a little bit better about how many times he's just destroyed the Red Sox when Tampa plays.
Yeah.
Man, dude, it's been so long since the last perfect game. Like,
2015, I think.
10 years tomorrow.
Oh, is it 10 years? Felix Hernandez.
Yep, yeah. Felix.
Okay, so it was 2012. I thought it was 2015 for some reason.
I remember being one kind of close to that too, like Phil Humber inexplicably.
Yeah, Philip Humber, the most random perfect game ever thrown. Like, just a fucking no name guy.
It was August 15th, 2012.
We had a few stretches around the time. We were just...
Maybe Nick Pivetta will throw a perfecto tomorrow against the Pirates.
Well, Noah's going to throw a perfecto tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
Yeah. But that's actually a great series they have coming up there that they get to play the Pirates.
I can't wait to see O'Neill.
O'Neill,
dude.
He throws the ball fast.
He throws the ball at 100 miles an hour to the first baseman. I want to see Chavis and his fucking walks now.
Yeah.
Yeah, they better start Chavis all three games. I'll be mad if they don't.
Yeah.
He has that P&Z, too.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it. There's one thing that we haven't talked about that I kind of want to talk about that I don't know if you guys want to talk about it, but
how Bob about sex tape?
Absolutely not. No fucks about that. And you just ruined the rest of this episode now.
I did it again.
Why are we constantly bringing up sex tapes? Like
it's just Hogdale's.
No, that there was a you were on an episode with Brandon and Doink the last one.
Yeah, that was literally about the Hogdale sex tape.
Oh Jesus fucking Christ.
Very specific sex tape that may or may not exist.
I feel like we gotta fly you out to Iowa just to get your jollies off with Hogdale.
No, I don't want to get them off with Hogdale. I just want to watch him get them off with a nice lady, you know?
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Does anybody know a nice lady for Hogdale in Iowa?
Can we not?
He lives in Clinton, Iowa.
You're fucking doxing me? Unbelievable.
I mean,
after I've doxed myself like 8 times.
We're using a fucking pseudonym, so fuck off.
True.
Wait, your name's not Hogdale?
It's Hogdale.
No, it's a Yoshikage Kira. You didn't know? Fucking pulled together, guys. Jesus Christ.
I always thought it was just your last name.
If anybody out there knows of a nice lady,
God damn it, I hate you.
How old are you, Hogdale?
I'm 22.
Old enough to get better.
Anybody between the ages of 18 and 40 something years old.
Okay.
Clinton, Iowa. send DMs to Hogdale. Hogdale _.
Listen, the fake Twitter accounts are already sliding in my DMs too much, like every other day.
we're asking for the ladies though. We're not asking for guys.
No, they are the ladies. It's the fake ones that try to take your money.
Oh, you're getting the Russian bots?
Yeah, every fucking like other day. I'm like, can you guys just actually leave me alone?
But you have such a beautiful smile.
Like, listen, I know like my portrait gives off like the incel virgin vibes, so like they think I'm an easy target. It's just not true. Like, get your thoughtery away from me. Anyway, nice Brad, ladies. what did you want to talk about, Brad?
Nice ladies. Yeah. I forget. Oh yeah, I wanted to talk about fucking Jared Karamas' first pitch. Oh, so yeah. I honestly thought it was gonna be like Brock Holt or John Lester, because Lester was there the other night. And then like Brock Holt kind of made sense because like they're boys and whatnot. And then like he comes out tonight, and who does he throw the first pitch to? Cora. Pretty good pitch too, gotta say. Pretty good pitch.
Yeah, I'm still disappointed with it. It was a great throw, but let down, you know, after the mystery hype, and it's just Alex Cora. Like, why did you need to get Cora's permission for that? I feel like he must catch like a good amount of these first pitches every year, every game.
Have we considered that like half of Cora's motivational tactics is just Karabas coming in on FaceTime?
I feel like that think wouldn't work it. As well as other people, as well as you might think. I feel like
no, it really wouldn't
confuse people. Yeah.
No, some of the like the half the locker room just like huddling in a corner. Interesting. God's like, oh fuck.
Yeah, that would explain the being behind 500 for the year.
Sure.
Gotta maybe switch tactics.
Yeah.
Switch it up.
Yeah, where are we at now? Oh, we're 2 games under 500 now, guys.
But we won a series, a real series. We've won 2 straight series, if you want to get technical here.
Against LA's teams.
Yeah, so, you know, watch out. Who has the third wild card spot right now? Who do I need to root for their downfall?
I believe the Rays have the third wild card spot.
Give me some Rays.
Because I think it's a Blue Jays, Mariners, Rays.
Where are the Orioles?
No, the Orioles are definitely in there.
The Orioles
are definitely in the wild card race.
Yeah, but they're
they're a game and a half back. Wow.
Yeah, Tampa is the third place right now.
So, hold on, let me check real quick. I'm pulling it up. It's Toronto. Seattle and Tampa. The Red Sox are 4.5 games back. You have the Orioles, the Twins, the White Sox are all ahead of them. So we have to wish for the downfall of Tampa, Baltimore, Minnesota, and Chicago White Sox.
Well, AL Central teams, by definition, are unserious, so I don't have to pray for the downfall. They'll downfall upon themselves. So that's pretty good. Sorry, had I interrupted you?
Yeah, the only team in that group that I genuinely dislike is Tampa, and I hate them. I hate Tampa more than I hate the Yankees, if I'm being completely
truthful
with you guys here. I despise Tampa. Yeah.
Why?
I genuinely do.
Because they don't spend money.
Yeah, because they – well, that's actually not really why. No, it's because no matter what they do, no matter how many guys leave their team, they always somehow come back with the exact same team made up of different people, and it's infuriating. You know, it's like like a slasher movie where you think that they've killed the killer finally, and he just comes back again, made up of different body parts.
Just when you think it's over, Jason X comes out. I mean, like,
okay, no, don't you insult Jason X. That's the best.
No, I love Jason X. I love that movie. That's amazing.
Just the scene with the sleeping bag where he's like smashing, he has like trapped in it against the tree. Best scene of the whole any Jason movie.
I will say my favorite kill by Jason and was in Freddy versus Jason. It was the first kill. It was when he walks into the cabin, the power goes out, the guy's like sitting there, he rolls over, he grabs a beer, he takes a sip, and there's Jason sitting there. And Jason literally folds the fucking bed in half after he stabs him like 3,000 times.
I love that shit.
Movies are they're such good nonsense movies. I love them.
While we're on this topic, fucking my favorite slasher movie kill is one of the Nightmare on Elm Street movies where Freddy like has the coach like tied up naked and he whips him to death with a towel. that one's funny.
I don't even remember that one, but I haven't actually seen that many of the Nightmare on Elm Street movies because when I was honestly, the first one's legitimately terrifying.
No, all the ones after the first ones are just comedy acts. Like it's genuinely, it gets progressively funnier. Like after every sequel, it's the best.
It's just Robert Englund having a good time. You know,
what were your thoughts on the newer Nightmare on Elm Street?
I didn't like that they went all in on it and made him an actual pedophile. I thought that was a little bit like a little too on the nose. I did think, however, that oh my god, what's the guy's name? Jackie Earle Haley was like he was really good. There was no issue with his performance. I just thought it was a little too on the nose.
Yeah, I haven't seen that remake or the reboot in so long. I really can't give a good opinion on it.
Yeah, I didn't hate it. I definitely feel your what you said about it though, like they making it way too like on the nose. I mean, Freddy was a fucking pedophile, but they didn't like actually make it like
it wasn't a plot point. You know, right. It was just it was just a little too much. Like, you don't think we could have figured that out on our own? Like, I don't know. It was just like the lack of subtlety bothered me.
Yeah.
There's plenty of subtlety. They just hit you with it with a hammer.
So let's change the subject back to the Red Sox. did you guys know that today was the day 5 years ago that Rafael Devers hit that fucking bomb off of Aroldis Chapman?
Oh, God. That was still one of my favorites.
My favorite part of that was watching McFly. I think that wasn't that when he like started becoming famous.
McFly.
Yeah.
Lucky Land Casino asking people, "What's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?"
Lucky in line at the deli, I guess.
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Wait, what?
You don't know who that is, do you?
I Crispin Glover and from the great... film trilogy Back to the Future of the 80s.
Oh my god.
If you see a photo of a video of him, you you surely will recognize him. He's like this Yankee fan who likes to scream.
He's basically like Karabas, yeah, but for the Yankee fans. He's better than Hubs.
I don't know who any of these people are.
Yeah, that guy.
Oh, I like him. He seems like a nice boy.
It's no, Joseph I love Joe Supply. He's awesome.
He's literally my favorite person to follow. That's a Yankee. He's my favorite Yankee follow.
I like him.
Best Yankee fan outside of Robert, but you guys don't know him.
Oh no, so, I know Robert. I know Robert. I follow Robert.
Oh hell yeah.
Hold on, you know Robert. Hilarious. You know Robert, but you don't know Joe's McFly.
Jesus, yeah, because Robert interacts with me.
Robert's right. The fucking man.
Here's, all right. Here's the actual fucking video of Joe's McFly. Alright, I'm gonna play it with the sound too.
It's gonna be a certified hood classic. The suspense.
Let's go! Alright, I'm gonna tell you.
Slam down, baby!
You focus it.
Slam the fucker!
Baby! Do this? Right here. Let's go, tell me. Yo! Go! Yo! Right here. This is what I'm talking about. Right here. Come on. Let's go. Right here. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Just stunned.
And like that's the not- day after, the I day after, him. Devers like signed a baseball for him.
Devers a good boy.
God.
That looked like the embodiment of shock turning to horror.
It really was, though.
That is Joe's McFly, dude. He is probably the greatest follow for anybody who wants to follow somebody who's a Yankee fan.
Except Robert.
I don't know who Robert is, true. So that doesn't
Robert's
count.
A stud. That's who Robert is.
You say Hogtail's a stud, and he doesn't believe so because he doesn't want the women to come to Clinton, Iowa. Any nice ladies? Is it because I said 40 something? Is that what like?
I don't know. I see him. He's into the MILFs, I can tell. Hogtail's
I'm not discriminating. 40,
I don't feel like 40 something would be MILFs for Hogtail. I feel like that would be cougar territory.
Is there a difference between a MILF and a cougar? Because I honestly don't know at this point.
Not really.
I feel like it depends on the vibes they're putting out, like once you meet them. Like, it's all vibe based.
Well, I feel like you're speaking from experience here, Hogtail.
No, absolutely fucking none. it's a travesty.
I'm sorry, Ian. This is how the episodes go when I come on.
It's devolved. Like, yeah, you know, who needs it?
It's great. No complaints. No notes.
Yeah.
Wait till we start talking about Americans. Wait till we start talking about sending fucking hot MILFs and cougars to Mexico to find you.
Oh, no.
No.
No. No. Fuck it, dude. I don't fuck so. Both of you then. Send them to me.
God.
Oh. So Judge didn't show up during the series. He didn't have any impactful hits.
The home run hit was far, though.
Yeah, it was. Did you see what Karabas posted about that? He was like, that seems foul.
Yeah,
it was funny. And that home run, I think it was more on Plawecki.
Oh, it was on Plawecki.
Yeah,
okay.
But the pitch was exactly where Plawecki wanted it. Mm. Like on the black. And it was just a bad pitch to call for if you're facing Judge with a pitcher who's not throwing gas anymore.
Yeah, that is true. All right, gentlemen. So, we got anything else you guys want to talk about before we start talking about the upcoming series?
Other than Brian Bayo had a rehab start today, so he could be back at some point soon. I think they're going to hold him for a while, though. That's about it.
Also, Ed, you had a fantastic guest on Friday. You had Corey Rozier.
Yeah.
Right. So that's how it's, that's how you say his name, not Rozier or
Rozier. Yeah. No.
Yeah. So
super nice guy.
Super nice guy. The episode's going to drop on Tuesday. Definitely keep an eye out or ear out for that. Yeah, really cool fucking dude. Like, I got really cool vibes off that interview.
Yeah, no, definitely. He had a real student of the game is the best way I can describe it.
One of the things that I found odd, and if I was on, I would have smacked him with this. I would have been like, so you asked him if he was, you know, an Orioles fan, and he's like, yeah, I still pay attention to them, and they're still my team. And it's like, bro, that's not a good way to start off.
But then he did say that Mookie Betts was his favorite player, which I think will endear him to people.
Well, Mookie doesn't play for the Red Sox anymore, so.
Oh, I, you know, but just based on the sheer rage from people when you tell them that online, I feel like that might.
Fair enough. Appreciate that. All right, gentlemen, let's move forward with the next series. We are playing the Pirates and in Pittsburgh. I don't remember the last time the Red Sox have been to Pittsburgh.
Been a minute. It'll be nice to see that beautiful ballpark in the background for the game because, you know, PNC Park, just phenomenal in terms of, like, yeah, just the vision.
So we've got Nick Pivetta going up against Mitch Keller. We've got Rich Hill, Dick Mountain, going up against JT Brubaker.
Brubaker, yeah.
And then we have Nathan Eovaldi versus Bryce Wilson.
So three NPCs in a row, liking the chances for the Sox. I really am feeling sleep. I think this is where they gain the momentum. And I got some optimism right now. I think the vibes are good. They were off about a week or two ago. The vibes have returned. They're going to sweep and, like, use that momentum into the next oncoming stretch of AL East opponents.
Can I just ask real quick, how are the three pitchers doing this year? Because it's like, I've heard of all three of them. I don't know what kind of seasons they're having.
Okay, so Mitch Keller, let me pull his stuff up. He's 121 games. He's got a 4.25 ERA, 3.88 FIP.
He doesn't sound terrible.
He's got a fastball, slider, curveball, changeup. His command is 55-60. Says it looks like he throws his fastball 33% of the time, slider 22%. What is going on here? This seems fucking stupid. Where are we going with this? Because it didn't say anything about a sinker down here. Whatever.
He's been pitching under 3 ERA in his last 7 games, though.
So what you're saying is he's due for a bad outer.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
He doesn't get run support, so.
I mean, it is the Pirates, so.
Yeah.
You know, no offense to any of our people who listen that are Pirates fans, which I'm sure there's zero.
I'm sure they would agree. They're like, yeah, this team fucking stinks. Like, we have two good players. You have Brian Reynolds and O'Neill Cruz, like, fucking, and then a bunch of who?
Well, they've got Dave Bednar, but he's hurt, so we don't even have to deal with their closer.
The next guy, Brubaker. He's got a 22.9% K percentage, 9% walk. He's got a 4.45 ERA, 3.80 FIP. His ground ball percentage is right around 42.
Again, not terrible. That's a guy.
Sinker, slider, changeup. Go ahead.
Oh, I just commenting that he has a cool name.
Yeah, true.
And then Bryce Wilson. He has doesn't look like he's pitched that many innings. He's only pitched 71 and a third innings this season. He's got a 5.93 ERA with a 5.19 FIP.
Oh, boy, I hope they punish him.
15% yeah. A rate percent. 6.2% walk rate, 43.1% ground ball. So it seems like, is this his second year?
He's like came up really young with the Braves. I remember he was like a 20-year-old rookie for them, but he's not.
Yeah, he made his debut in 2018. He played rookie ball in 2016. Wow, that's pretty fast.
Yeah, the Braves do that sometimes though, where they'll just rush the guy and then trade them.
Thinking
that they're better than they are by doing that.
He pitched 26 and two-thirds innings in 2016, 137 with single A, and then 26 and two-thirds in upper-level A ball, double A, 77, 22. Wow. They moved him fast.
Yeah.
Real fast.
Yeah, it's a very Braves move. And I think they traded him. I think he was part of the Richard Rodriguez trade that they made last year. But just looking at this, I think it's going to be if they don't win at least two out of three, it's going to be hugely disappointing to them. And honestly, they need a sweep here. Just to get that momentum back and get over 500, they need a sweep against a crappy team.
I want a sweep. I don't think we're going to get a sweep. I think we're going to do two or three. I will be very pissed off if we don't at least win two.
Yeah.
Same. You got to take two out of three, but you really do need a sweep here. Like, if we're talking like, vibes going forward, like, you really should sweep here.
Yeah. It'd be nice for a fucking sweep. Go back and see the Ice Horse. What about you, Ian?
I think they can get a sweep, but I am worried about the second guy because he has a high ground ball rate, and we have a lot of guys who are just hitting ground balls right now. So, and it's against Rich Hill, so I think the second game of the series will be maybe the one. They could drop, but I still hope for a sweep. They need a sweep before facing, I think it's Baltimore.
Baltimore and then Toronto.
Toronto series. I'm pretty stoked about that.
Hell yeah, man.
I don't know how I'm gonna feel seeing Jackie Bradley Jr. playing center field in Boston for the Toronto Blue Jays.
At least it's not the Yankees.
Yeah,
I don't know. He made an error or whatever the other night.
That was funny. The thing is, like, I really have no negative feelings towards the Blue Jays. We're division rivals and all that, but my entire life, the Sox have mostly just dominated them, and they've been mostly irrelevant. So I have no negative feelings towards them. And the Orioles, like, they're just kind of like, yeah, cool.
Yeah, it's kind of like hating Tom from Tom and Jerry. It's like,
yeah,
Cat never wins, so why do we care? When we know that we know he's not going to win, so what's the big deal?
Oh my god!
All right, does anybody have anything else that they would like to add before we call it an episode?
I think we touched on everything.
Yeah, touched on everything, but never mind.
It's like that Reese McGuire touched himself in public. Oh, got him.
Thanks for watching. Make sure to follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Pesky Report. Make sure to like, subscribe, and leave a review.
thank you for listening to this Belly Up Sports Podcast Network product. Some said we go belly up, so we made it our name, and we're still here.